Ooh, I have all the mics. Okay, thank you. Anyhow, the meeting's called to order, and we just have one quick order of business. Consider draft ordinance amending Title IV, Chapter 2, Section 4-213, adding one Class B3 liquor license to the Geneva City Code for 3B Brothers Burgers Beer and More at 7 West State Street.
So
and
moved.
I think I saw the owner here, if we have questions.
Second.
Second. Does anyone have any? Oh, okay. Alderman Singer?
I moved.
Singer and Maladra second.
I have no questions.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions? Anyone in the audience? Do we do a roll call here? Do you want to come up and is the owner here? Come on up. I thought so.
Tell us.
I don't have any questions.
Well, tell us about your, sounds interesting.
Well, we're trying to bring a concept. My name is Gus Pagonis. I'm a Geneva resident for the last 8-9 years. Just trying to bring something back into the downtown area here. Grew up in Chicago, lived in Aurora, Naperville area, and businesses leaving town. We need to bring more here. So have friends that have businesses here and trying to do things together where we can make this a hub of a community instead of people leaving from Geneva and spending dollars, St. Charles, Batavia, West Chicago, Elgin.
Could you tell us the location?
7 West State Street. It's the old Monterey place. Scratch Kitchen, incorporating hand-packed burgers, sandwiches, salads, homemade soups, probably a steak, couple fresh fish, and some barbecue ribs and some chops.
And your hours will be for lunch and supper?
Yes.
Good.
Lunch and supper, and then maybe 11, 12 o'clock at night.
Which days?
Sunday through Saturday, 7 days.
And when do you hope to open?
Well, I need to get a liquor license.
assuming we proceed tonight as we often do.
Then all I got to do is start getting all my product in. We're probably about 90% ready.
So you're looking, what, a week or two?
Probably beginning of next week.
Wonderful.
Any other questions? No?
Okay, thank
you.
You
the best.
Thank you.
Good luck.
We are going to do a roll call for this vote. And just for the record, we need to note that all the aldermen are here except for Alderman Kilberg and Alderman Marks. So roll call, please.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Cummings.
Aye.
Montantino.
Aye.
Rudy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Craig Maladra.
Aye.
John Singer.
Aye.
John Vogelsberg.
Aye. Okay, motion passes unanimously. Any new business for Committee of the Whole? Okay, Mr. Warlick.
Good evening.
Nice beard, man.
Thank you, Kevin. Excuse me, Mayor Burns.
No, Kevin sounds good.
Well, it's a pleasure to come here and address City Council on behalf of the Geneva Lions Club. My name is Doug Warlick. I'm going to be inducted as the 75th president of the Geneva Lions Club next week on June 28th. At Eaglebrook Country Club, we're going to be celebrating our 75th anniversary. So I came here this evening to invite the entire City Council to come to the event. I promise it won't be your typical boring kind of speeches and all that. We actually have live entertainment. We have a blues band that will be playing. Sharon Lewis, if anybody likes blues music, they may have heard of Sharon Lewis and the Texas Fire. It's my pleasure to invite all of you, as well as the staff, City Council. It is open to the public. I have some more information, some flyers that I'll give you in a moment. And we would appreciate, everybody being able to come out. And if there's anybody else in the public that's interested, that they're welcome as well. The Lions Club is always looking for new members and anybody that would be interested. So thank you for this opportunity to address the council tonight.
Thank you. Anybody have any questions for Mr. Warlick? Alderman Brown?
Yes, I know the Lions have been extremely busy and active in Geneva for many, many, many years. How large have you grown at this point? How many members at the moment?
There are around 70 members at this time, and unfortunately, Alderman Brown, it's like so many other service organizations, we're actually suffering from attrition. I think that most service organizations these days are suffering from the membership getting a little bit older and from younger members not quite seeing the need to be involved in the community and to do community service and to be involved in service organizations. My understanding is that's pretty much the same problem that all organizations are facing. So my job, that's in fact, thank you for asking that question. I think my job as the incoming president is to reverse that trend and to bring in younger members and to bring in new people and to teach younger people how important it is to do these kinds of jobs, whether it's the Lions Club, maybe it's the Rotary Club, maybe it's, you know, something else. Thank you for that question.
But besides networking, what sorts of charitable efforts are you involved in?
The Lions Club, not only it's the largest international service organization, I mean, in the world. It's the largest organization in the world. We not only focus on things that people have come to know us for, you know, sight and sound and those sorts of things, but each club does their own individual focus. In the case of the Geneva Lions Club, we give back to a lot of local organizations. So we give to local, Cub Scouts and to, you know, various functions. And we support the community directly as well as indirectly by supporting all of the other organizations we can. One of the things on your agenda tonight is about the hearing bus. So we do hearing screening for people. We give away eyeglasses. We recycle eyeglasses. Those eyeglasses end up in, like, Africa and Sudan. And there's what we do there's a community focus. There's also the element that, you know, we do this service for everybody throughout the world. Maybe it's wells, you know, bring water to places in Africa where they don't have, you know, drinking water and that sort of thing. Did I answer your question?
Wish you good luck in your tenure as president.
Well, thank you very much.
I hope some young people realize that service is the way to really become involved in Geneva.
I appreciate that. Any other questions? I didn't expect any questions. That was wonderful. Any other questions? All right. Thank you. And thanks again for letting me speak.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, that wraps up our quick special of the committee meeting. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Don't move.
Second? Okay. Singer and Hill, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. We'll just take a few minutes to reorganize for our City Council meeting.
Is there only one page for that?
Good evening. Tonight's City Council meeting is called to order. We kindly ask our city clerk to please take the roll call.
Chuck Brown.
Here.
Don Cummings.
Here.
Ralph Dantino.
Here.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Here.
Sam Hill.
Here.
Dean Kilberg. Craig Maladra.
Here.
Richard Marks. Ron Singer.
Here.
Don Vogelsberg.
Here.
We begin regularly scheduled City Council meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. Maureen, I have not had the pleasure of meeting your friend to your left, so forgive me, madam, for not knowing your name. I apologize. Pardon me?
Courtney.
Courtney and Maureen, and I think this is Mr. Ruby to your right. Would you be so kind to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, really the question of the night is, Maureen, everywhere you go, your parents are always following you. Is that a problem? Do you need some assistance? What's going on?
No.
It's all good? Okay. Okay. Okie dokie. Item 3A, consider mayor's appointment of Anna Dispensa to the Strategic Plan Advisory Committee.
So moved.
Alderman Vogelsberg makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. As you'll notice from Anna's resume, she is an extraordinarily talented young lady. I'm sure these young ladies would attest to that as well. As a personal note, I went to high school with Anna's father, and I went to college with Anna's mother and father. So she is a tremendous young lady, and I'm certain she will serve with a great flair. So we have a motion. We have a second. All in favor of the appointment, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Great. Congratulations to Anna. She wasn't able to join us today, but I'm sure she's watching from wherever she is, if she has that boring of a life. Item 4, amendments to the agenda. Are there any amendments this evening from any member of the council or the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. Item 5 is the omnibus agenda. All items marked with an asterisk are considered to be routine and can be enacted by one motion.
So move.
Second.
Alderman Singer makes that motion, the seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Any questions or comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Marty Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes. We jump down to item number 10, bills for payment. You'll notice there are two references here. We ask the clerk to please read them separately for consideration.
First, bills for payment total $15,590.03.
We'll take those separately as well.
Yes. Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the remaining 2012 bills. The individual invoices can be found on the city website in the council's packet.
Motion offered by Alderman Hill is seconded by Alderman Singer. Offered by Brown, seconded by Singer. Forgive me. Good guy.
They're interchangeable.
It's amazing. Any questions, comments? Mr. Clerk, please take the roll call.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 10B is fiscal year 2013 municipal bills for payment. We ask the clerk to please read the total amount for consideration.
Bills for payment total $1,902,895.94.
Mr. Mayor, I move.
Alderman Singer?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the wrong bill payment. That's correct. Turn it over. There it is. Got it.
Mr. Mayor, I move that we approve and pay the 2013 municipal bills for payment. The individual invoices can be found on the city website again.
Alderman Brown makes the motion. Alderman Hill makes the second. Any questions at all? Mr. Clerk, roll call, please.
Don Vogelsberg?
Aye.
Chuck Brown?
Aye.
Don Cummings?
Aye.
Ralph Dantino?
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan?
Aye.
Sam Hill?
Aye.
Craig Maladra?
Aye.
Ron Singer?
Aye.
Motion passes. Item 11A, this was considered by the Committee of the Whole earlier under the tutelage and leadership of Alderman Vogelsberg. It is to recommend approval of Ordinance Number 2012-21, amending Title 4, Chapter 2 of the Liquor Control Act, adding one Class B3 liquor license to 3B Brothers Burgers, Beer, and More at 7 West State Street.
So,
motion by Maladra.
Second.
Seconded by Vogelsberg. Any additional questions or comments regarding this matter? I did happen to frequent the establishment over the weekend, actually. It's changed quite a bit in terms of the interior, so it should be very exciting. Very exciting. We have a motion and a second. Roll call is in order. Mr. Clerk.
Don Vogelsberg.
Aye.
Chuck Brown.
Aye.
Don Cummings.
Aye.
Ralph Dantino.
Aye.
Dorothy Flanagan.
Aye.
Sam Hill.
Aye.
Greg Maladra.
Aye.
Ron Singer.
Aye.
Motion passes. Thank you very much. We are down to new business. Maureen Levy needs no introduction.
Okay, my name is Maureen Levy. I live at 1007 Westfield Course. I'm here tonight to present, on behalf of the senior class of 2012, a check to the Paul Ruby Foundation. We decided as class officers at the beginning of the year that we wanted to bring back the tradition of the Senior Service Project, which used to be a graduation requirement at Geneva High School. So myself, along with Kevin Brulette, who is the president of our class, decided that we wanted the Paul Ruby Foundation to be the recipient. Then we talked to Mr. Brian Burns, who runs the senior faculty bike ride every year, and he allowed us to have the two events coincide. So what we did was Mr. Oshner, who's the art teacher at our school, did an illustration for the shirt, and we then sold the T-shirts, and 100% of the profits went to the Paul Ruby Foundation. So with that, I wanted to thank, number one, the students that came out for the bike ride. We had about 85, which was the best turnout that we've had in 7 years of the bike ride, for paying, obviously, for the shirts, and Mr. Burns for all of his hard work. It was definitely a long process to get to this point, so he was definitely really gracious in allowing us to use his event as a fundraiser. And I wanted to thank the Paul Ruby Foundation also for all of their help along the way. It's been a great experience.
Thank you.
And I just wanted to say, too, that at Geneva High School, they definitely promote giving to the community with the Give Hours. But I would hope that in the future, the senior classes take this and sort of run with it and try and go out on a positive note. It was a good bonding experience for the class.
And you rode the entire way?
Yes. It was fun on the way there. On the way back, it was a little rough.
Did you stop at the Tasty Freeze?
Yeah, I didn't get anything, though, because I didn't
want
to.
That's the key. You got to get some of that stuff. Get back. Mr. Singer.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Did the students pledge a certain amount of money to pedal so many miles?
No, we. Mr. Burns actually is responsible. He plans out the whole route, but we decided that just the T-shirt funds would go to the Paul Ruby Foundation. Maybe in the future that could be something, but
okay.
We just decided to do the T-shirt funds for this year.
And what was the amount that was collected?
Oh, over $500.
Wow, that's very neat.
It was very
exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Anyone else? Comments for Ms. Levy? And you also have some special guests with you.
Yes. First of all, we have Courtney Kine representing the senior class.
Courtney.
She rode on the senior bike ride. And we have Mr. Ruby from the Paul Ruby Foundation. And obviously Mrs. Vogelsberg as well. She's a member of the Paul Ruby Foundation.
Courtney, where are you off to school next year?
St. Olaf College.
Oh, wow. Way up north. Holy moly. There is a young lady from Geneva, Illinois. Her name is Jennifer Anderson. That's her maiden name. Her father still lives here in town. He's my neighbor at Kenston Court. Jennifer is a 1983 graduate of Geneva High School, and she is the St. Olaf pastor.
Oh, yeah, her dad goes to my church.
Yeah, isn't that a neat small world, isn't it? Yeah, so I think you probably know of Jennifer. And so, yeah, so isn't that wild, Sam? Man. Yeah. Yes. And Mr. Ruby, next year, where are you off to school?
Undeclared.
Undeclared. Homeschooled, right? Congratulations, Paul. Maureen, thank you very much. Mr. Ruby, floor is yours if you'd like to say anything.
Well, when we were asked by Maureen and the student council if we'd be interested in being the recipient of whatever money they raised, it was not a difficult decision, but we were definitely honored that they selected our foundation to be beneficiary, and extremely grateful for all your involvement and the youth that are involved with our foundation. And the money will go to do good things. So thank you very much.
And can I just dovetail off that?
Please do.
Of course. But as much as we appreciate the money, it's also the awareness that you're bringing, because your generation with the smarts you guys have and everything, you could be the first generation not to have Parkinson's as part of your life. So I think it's wonderful that you were able to get the information out to the whole high school. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Well done.
Thank you.
Hmm? Yeah, will you do a picture? Paul, don't run away. Will you do a picture?
Any other new business for anybody? Alderman Vogelsberg?
Sorry. Thank you, Mayor. I just wanted to put a plug in for the Swedish Day app this year for your smartphone.
You can can you get them on BlackBerry, too?
What's a BlackBerry? No.
ADD phone.
I don't know. Does it go on the rotary, too? No, I'm sorry. That's a joke from our house. Okay, I think it goes on all smartphones, but it has all the schedule and everything you want. Thank you.
Battle of the bands. Motion to adjourn is in order.
Don't move.
Second.
Motion by Singer. Motion by the Sox fan Dantino. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.